the Lord Almighty, they will have no rain. If the Egyptian people do not go up and take part, they will have no rain. Adonai will bring on them the plague he inflicts on the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Feast of Sukkot. This will be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Feast of Sukkot. So all the survivors of the nations that attacked Jerusalem, the ones whose faces didn't melt off, these will be required to go to Jerusalem annually for the feast, specifically to worship Adonai. It's interesting because nowhere in Scripture is worship, shachah, to bow down. Nowhere in Scripture is that literally commanded of Israel to do at Sukkot. So the fact that it would be expected of the nations to go and bow down before Adonai is significant. Why would anyone not want to go up to Israel to worship the creator of the universe? Well, the passage implies that some will not want to. And if they don't, there will be consequences if they don't. The point of this passage is that at the turning of history, perhaps symbolized in the prophecy by Sukkot, the feast at the turning of the year, the nations too will be gathered to the Lord. This is the prophetic view. So just as Sukkot is a feast of ingathering at the turn of the year, perhaps that also symbolizes the final ingathering of the nations at the turn of history. Let's look at Zechariah 14, also in context of Haggai. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Now, put this one in context. This prophecy Haggai received during the feast of Sukkot. It says in verse 1, on the 21st day of the seventh month. So that would have been on the seventh day of Sukkot. Verses 6 through 7. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. So if you look at some of the details of these two passages, it has a similar vein as Zechariah. It speaks of the desired things of all the nations coming back. So the idea of all the nations, again, going to the Lord echoes that of Zechariah. And the fact that this prophecy was given during the Feast of Sukkot may be another link. Much more tenuous link than in Zechariah, but it starts to establish more of a pattern, especially when we look at Amos chapter 9, verse 11. But let's instead look at it in the context of Acts 15, which actually quotes Amos 9. So let's go to Acts 15. This is obviously the council at Jerusalem where they're trying to figure out what to do with all the Meshuggah Gentiles who are suddenly believing in the Jewish Messiah. Acts chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James, Yaakov, spoke up. Brothers, listen to me. Simon Peter, Kepha, has described to us how God at first showed his concern by taking from the Gentiles a people for himself. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written, and this is Amos, after this I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it, that the remnant of men may seek the Lord and all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things that have been known for ages. Yaakov continues, it is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. So when you link together Zechariah and Haggai and Amos, especially in the light of James quoting it, it spells out the idea of the Gentiles coming into the kingdom as an end time prophetic event. James sees a connection between what was happening then among the Gentiles to the fallen Sukkah of David, which Amos talks about, and says that its rebuilding and restoration is the restoration of the nations to God. James links the fallen Sukkah of David to the rebuilding, to the restoration of the nations to God. The phrase Tabernacle of David, or the Mishkan of David, refers to the end of Adonai's temporary dwelling with Israel and is taking up permanent habitation in the temple in Jerusalem. So it was under Solomon, David's son, that the temple was finally established. So the days of the tabernacle ended with David.